This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The big news yesterday, Luke and Tyler, you guys weren't here, is Christian Kirk. They made the move. That is the biggest move this offseason thus far. They added Christian Kirk in a trade with Jacksonville. They sent
Duval.
A seventh
round.
Yeah, he got out of there. I wonder if he even met him. But they trade a 2026 seventh round pick there, and they pick up his remaining contract, which is 1 year, $16.5 million. And when this came out, I would say there were people who liked the move, were good with the move, but then there were people that were unenthused, unimpressed, to just didn't like the move. And I'm sure many of you will text in and give your thoughts on it. A portion of it, I felt like they started to not like the move because I was a fan of the move. I feel like that rose, and I don't mean to be.
I don't give a mother duck.
I know you don't, Glenn. But I feel like I've just seen that happen multiple times. But I've had some conversations with people on social about this. And I think I did. I told one guy, I said, I just don't think you're familiar with Christian Kirk's work. Again, as I said yesterday, fellas, and I'll get your thoughts, both of you, because you guys weren't here to give your thoughts on a trade. Christian Kirk is a bona fide, if he stays healthy, a number two receiver. Hell, he was the number one receiver on a playoff team that had the Kansas City Chiefs, who went on to win the Super Bowl, on the ropes. In Jacksonville, out of the slot, 84 catches, over 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns, right? And he's 28 years old, so he's not 30. He's coming off an injury, but it was a collarbone break, right? And he had other good years before in Arizona. And 2 years ago, he was trending towards a good year, and a lot of people feel like that's why Jacksonville went down, because he had a groin issue, and they lost the division when the Texans won it a couple of years ago. But this dude's a bona fide number two. This, to me, is a great compliment to Nico Collins. And the Texans don't need... Now, hell, if they end up doing it, that's something else. They don't need to bring in a quote-unquote better receiver than this. I would argue, fellas, and some of you may think I'm crazy on this, I would argue there are only two AFC teams right now that definitively have two better 1-2 punches at receiver. That's Cincinnati with Chase and Higgins, and it's the Dolphins with Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Everybody else, I would argue that the Texans with Nico Collins and Christian Kirk have a better 1-2 punch than the rest of the team. If you go thinking about, just go look at it. Like, George Pickens is good. Who's next? with him. Go rolling through. Buffalo's top two. Like, go rolling through in your mind in the AFC. Even the Chiefs. I mean, I like Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, but to Nico and what these two have done, they're not there yet. Ladd McConkey and who, right? Like, I think that Cortland Sutton is good, but who's the next guy there with Denver, right? There's Zay Flowers, but then it's Rashad Bateman, right? Mm-hmm. I think these two have the top two outside of Miami and Cincy, like, receiving comes. So I think people need to pump their brakes a bit. I'm really surprised by some of the kind of negative feel that I've gotten and heard about the move to bring in Christian Kirk. I think this is and I said it yesterday, I think there's a great potential he is better than Diggs right now at their career, with Diggs coming off an ACL, going to be 32 during the season, and he's 28. So I'm surprised to hear some of this, especially you all have watched Christian Kirk just do win the Texans multiple times. All right, so I'll get to you, Luke, first, Tyler, and give your thoughts after. But what's your feelings on the move to get Christian Kirk?
I think it's a little complex. The simplest answer is that I do like the trade. I do like this move. And I agree with pretty much everything you just laid out. I would say it's the third best receiving core in the AFC. I think that partly that's an indictment on the AFC. I think the NFC is a little bit deeper in wide receivers, but nonetheless still third best. And I think he would be better than Diggs if you can guarantee health. So my obvious...
That's a fair thing. And that's a lot of things what people have said, the health thing, yes.
Which is my concern. I like this trade. I think it's a good move. But the fear is, of course, the health concern, because he's getting older now, hasn't been healthy the last 2 years, closing in on 30 years old. If you could guarantee me 17 games next year, or even just 16 games of Kirk next year, yeah, absolutely. I would love it. But otherwise, he's the 14th highest paid wide receiver with some of these injury issues. And if your other solution at the wide receiver position is a rookie, say, in the draft, then that's where I become a little worried of the worst case scenario, where behind Nico, you're relying on a guy who's been banged up the last 2 years, and also a rookie who, you know, those are always a coin flip. So I think high end, it could be great. If he stays healthy, he's great in the slot. He's a number two option, you know, kind of opposite of Nico. So that gives you a good 1-2 punch. But if he does have some of those injury issues, then he's an overpriced wide receiver that you relied a lot on. So it just depends on the investment. It can't be the only move. I don't know if I would even want it to be the biggest move at the position this offseason to put too much onus on Christian Kirk coming in, hoping that he'll be healthy for the first time in 3 years. But in a hypothetical world, if you could guarantee me health for 17 games, absolutely. I think it's a slam dunk move, and I think it's a great wide receiver duo.
Before you jump in here, Tyler, and I'll get to many people have texted in their thoughts right now, I think you have a bona fide number two, straight up. Christian Kirk is a bona fide number two in the slot, and I think plays well with Nico and what C.J. Stroud does. But I would just say this. Of all of the potential receivers that you were looking at, I think they were going to look at in free agency. I think that point was going to be something with any of them, right? Let's say Cooper Kupp. What has happened to Cooper Kupp since he had that Triple Crown season? Cooper Kupp keeps getting injured. Mm-hmm. They were in on Deebo Samuel. Mm-hmm. What has happened with Deebo? He has gotten hurt, right? Even if you wanted to really shoot high, Davante Adams has had some injury things. I just think a lot of the guys, Tyler Lockett, if that's where you wanted to go, he has had some injury things. So I think that was going to be the case with a lot of these guys that are on the that would have been potential decisions for the Texans. I mean, I guess DK Metcalf's the only one that hadn't had a ton of injuries, but I didn't think they needed to take that swing with that. So to me, I get the injury thing, and it's very, very fair. Stephon Diggs, injury. He's just coming off an ACL, all of them.
Yeah.
But I just think that was just going to be something with a lot of these guys.
It's true. I mean, that's why they're available. But I think for Kirk, the further red flag, well, two things to touch on that you mentioned there. First, the DK Metcalf. I think in part that kind of set up this trade for failure in the eyes of a lot of Texans fans, where 24 hours prior, we get the news about DK Metcalf and the Texans are interested. And as a Texans fan, maybe you start talking yourself into, hey, we could get DK, could pair him even with Tyler Lockett. I mean, what a wide receiving core that would be. And then the next day you get the news that, oh, actually it's Christian Kirk. That feels like a letdown. when you compare that to a DK Metcalf, but I don't think that's a fair comparison or a fair expectation to have as a Texans fan. So I think that's hurting the reaction of this trade, is some people already had their minds excited, like, hey, maybe we'll go get DK. Oh, actually, it's Christian Kirk coming off an injury season. But I'll also say the other concern, and again, I like the trade. I like this move. I'm optimistic. But the other concern would be, how often do you see division teams trade with one another? And so the idea is, like, when you have that guy in the building, you know where the bodies are buried. You know more about them than other teams do. And if the Jaguars are willing to trade him to a division rival just to save $6 million, is that a greater concern of maybe they know a little more of seeing this guy in practice every day, these injuries the last couple of years, expecting him to slow further down, whatever it is, that they're willing to let him walk to a division rival playing against them twice just for $6 million? It's almost like Moneyball, where, you know, David Justice is with the A's and he has a bad attitude, and Billy Beane says, you know what the Yankees think about you? They're paying you to play against, you know, to play against them, to play for somebody else. That's how little they think about you. And that would be my automatic concern anytime a division team or a team trades a player within the same division. Yeah. My concern is, like, do they know something more than even the general public might know?
Yeah, and when it comes to this trade that brought Christian Kirk to the Texans for Caserio and company, I'm with you, Ron. I've been seeing here and there on Twitter and otherwise social media, not a whole lot, but some Texans fans just kind of not very happy with this move. And I could be wrong, but for me, the feeling from those folks that I've seen upset with it, y'all have laid it out in a way, it's almost like disappointment, like you're expecting a bigger name or a better receiver or a name that carries more weight around the league. And I would say to that, guys, like, this thing ain't over. Like, you can very well feel that way, and maybe you're hoping for a name bigger than a Christian Kirk, but Caserio isn't done. Like, free agency is not finished in 2025, so why don't you just wait and see? And then secondly, I mean, I couldn't love this more. I mean, y'all know I'm an Aggie. I watch this guy whenever Sumlin brought him to College Station. From then on, even throughout his NFL career, I've taken a peep in on his game, and I love it. We've talked so much about the slot position for this offense for the Texans, and this could really fill a need if, you know, hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah, someone texted in, some people, you're spot on, Ron. His numbers before injuries, enough said. Our top two receivers are injury prone. Show is crazy with a K on this one. So you're saying he's comparable to Higgins and Waddle? Again, listening ears, guys, I said there are only two teams in the AFC that I believe have better 1-2 punches. And I said those two, right? Like, those two are better.
I figured you were playing the race card.
Figured it was. Yeah. And someone said, can you say a bona fide number two with only two good years? I think he's had more productive years than two, and I think one of them was cut short with injury, which is a valid concern. Like, I just, like, when you think of number two receivers, like, T. Higgins can't be the one that you're coming up with. T. Higgins is a number one receiver that is on a team that has Ja'Marr Chase. That's slightly, like, he would go to most teams and be a number two receiver. Right? Like if you look around the league and start thinking about other number twos, yes, he is bona fide. Go look at, like, Devontae Smith. Like, it's comparable. Like, and he's in the same range and ballpark. He's like a number two receiver. He is better than a lot of others, right? So, yes, I think he is a bona fide number two receiver. Again, if he stays healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you go look at Cooper Kupp, who became their number two receiver when Puka came and took over. His numbers have been better than Cooper's across the board. Somebody texted in Elijah Moore to me yesterday. Elijah Moore? Elijah Moore hasn't even come close to some of the years that he is. I think Elijah Moore's most yards in a year is like in the 600s, right? So, I think what you two both said is something that I'm seeing it come through, and that is, you had your mouth watered for something more. And my question is what, why did you think this team needed something more? Like, this team doesn't need DK Metcalf.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It doesn't need Davante Adams. Like, listen, I will admit, hey guys, I needed to see more with Nico Collins. Nico Collins, the last 2 years, has played like a top five receiver in football. And it does not appear that that thing is slowing down. You have the dude over there. Now you need to find your Davante Adams. You know, you thought you had it with Tank. We saw that coming. Tank's injured. Now you have to find your next guy. That'd be T. Higgins. Now, if you draft another one, which I think should be on the cards at 25, if you draft another one that turns out to be Brian Thomas, Ocho, hell, now you really got something cooking. If you draft another one that turns out to be Xavier Worthy, now you got something cooking. But, like, this team has a great one. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to complement that. And you have what you believe to be a future elite quarterback that you think will even lift other guys up. So, I think we need to calm down and understand this team doesn't need DK Metcalf.
No, they don't need him, right? You would love to have him, obviously, but you don't need him. You want him. I think it's a good perspective you provide that when you look through the NFL, there's not a ton of teams that do have that great 1-2 punch of like two Pro Bowl wide receivers.
Yes.
We have this misconception that that's the case throughout the league, but there really are, that's the exception more than it is the rule.
I know when you hear me say there's only two teams in the AFC that have better 1-2 punches in the league, hold on, that can't be it. And you start think, like, no, go run through the AFC.
Right.
Even the really good teams.
And if you include the NFC, it's probably a third of the league. Yeah. Right? It's probably 10 teams,
probably
not even
Philly,
a third of the league.
Off the top of my head, Philly,
yeah,
right?
But Philly, like, Minnesota, not the Rams anymore. You lost Cup. You know, but anyways, that's a whole other exercise. So, yeah, I mean, we've seen the Chiefs in recent years that don't have the top-tier wide receiving core. Even the Bills this past year had a great year without that. So,
The Bills may not had a two on their team. Well, maybe the kid they just re-signed. They just gave an extension to Shakir. I think he's in the range of what Christian Kirk is, a slot guy in the middle that is going to be really productive and would be really good off of a two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, off of a one, a bona fide one. And I think that's what he will be. I, honest to God, I think if he's healthy, this is a guy that pushes 1,000 yards.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.